Wisdom of Solomon 1:1 Love righteousness, you that be judges of the earth. Think of the Lord, with a good heart, and in simplicity of heart, seek him. 1:2 For he will be found, of them that tempt him not, and sheweth himself unto such, as do not distrust him. 1:3 For froward thoughts separate from God, and his power, when it is tried, reproveth the unwise. 1:4:4 Into a malicious soul wisdom, shall not enter, nor dwell in the body, that is subject unto sin. 1:5 For the Holy Spirit of discipline, will flee deceit, and remove from thoughts, that are without understanding, and will not abide, when unrighteousness cometh in. 1:6 For wisdom, is a loving spirit, and will not acquit a blasphemer of his words. For God is witness of his reins, and a true beholder of his heart, and a hearer of his tongue. 1:7 For the Spirit of the Lord, filleth the world, and that which containeth all things, hath knowledge of the voice. 1:8 Therefore he, that speaketh in righteous things, cannot be hid, neither shall vengeance, when it punisheth, pass by him. 1:9 For inquisition, shall be made into the counsels of the ungodly, and the sound of his words, shall come unto the Lord, for the manifestation of his wicked deeds. 1:10 For the ear of jealousy, heareth all things, and the noise of murmurings, is not hid. 1:11 Therefore beware of murmuring, which is unprofitable, and refrain your tongue from backbiting. For there is no word so secret, that shall go for naught, and the mouth, that belieth slayeth the soul. 1:12 Seek not death, in the air of your life, and pull not upon yourselves destruction, with the works of your hands. 1:13 For God made not death, neither hath he pleasure, in the destruction of the living. 1:14 For he created all things, that they might have their being, and the generations of the world were healthful. And there is no poison of destruction in them, nor the kingdom of death upon the earth. 1:15 For righteousness is immortal. 1:16 But ungodly men, with their works and words, called it to them. For when they thought to have it their friend, they consumed to naught, and made a covenant with it, because they are worthy to take part with it.